Welcome, everybody, to Westchester Eye on the Radio. I'm Peter Moses, my co-host, John Charan. John, we're having fall in April.
Yes, but it's better than winter in April.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next snow.
I am sure you are. That's ever the optimist that you are, Peter.
Do you realize that in the next 10 days, they're not expecting any temperatures above the very low 60s into May?
You know, as long as we're not dipping into the high of the day being 40, that's fine by me.
And we're not mentioning whose birthday is today.
No, we're not.
We're not. We're not mentioning that. All seriousness. Anyway, we have a great guest on today. Since we're not going to talk about that, whose birthday it is today, it's Hitler's birthday today. So you got to get close to the mic. Anyway, we have with us today Jan Merchandani, who in Westchester public relations and marketing circles is a Westchester superstar. She's somebody who gets written about quite a bit, posts a lot. And is very good friends with two friends of the show, one who's been on before, Linda Ray, whom you know, and Mike Dardano, who has not been on our show yet, but we will have him on. I know that Mike puts you up there all the time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, when we had lunch last week to get acquainted a little bit, met her briefly a couple of times, but never had a long conversation with her. With Jan, and one of the things you were talking to me about is women in marketing in Westchester. Now, I would assume that with all the Facebook people I see who do this, that this must be a growing, burgeoning industry.
You know, marketing is I don't know that I would say that it's growing. It's certainly changing tremendously. I mean, it used to be back in the day, you know, Mad Men were all, you know, big fans. I'm actually just catching up to the show now in terms of Netflix and watching all of the old episodes. But that's not how it is anymore. It used to be big agencies with creative directors and artists and videographers all working under one roof. Now it's a lot of independent people working collaboratively. So, you know, you might hire a PR person who would then bring in a copywriter, who might bring in a web developer or a social media specialist. You build your team around what the needs are for that particular project.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just agreeing with her. I mean,
with that, is that exciting or is that a step back?
For me, it's very exciting. I mean, Westchester Marketing Cafe specializes in digital marketing, so we really do social media, web design, and development, and it's constantly changing. I mean, from six months over six months, it's practically a new industry. So, you know, if you are a geek like me and you get really excited about CSS and JavaScript and all
that. I still don't know what CSS. You mentioned that last week, and I didn't ask what it meant. But let's ask now in case our listeners want to know it. It's not Crosby, Stills, and Stills. I mean, what is it?
No. No, it's cascading style sheets. And it's basically just how you, if anybody's familiar with formatting a Word document, you know, you bold something, you italicize something, you change the color of a font. That's the CSS is how you're doing it for a website.
You do all that, John? You in your emails, you change the fonts and you
absolutely.
You add color?
I do.
You add color?
I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
He's a Renaissance man.
I am.
Renaissance man in a hat.
And you know, we're talking about the way that digital marketing is changing. One of the things that's always been a something that's annoyed me is the fact
Among a lot of things that annoy you.
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay.
But we can add that on the list.
We're going to narrow it down.
But one of the things that truly has annoyed me has been the fact that with digital marketing, with social media, people don't distinguish between what is important and what is not important. I don't care what you had for lunch. I want even less to see a picture of what you had for lunch. However, if you have an innovation...
I like to see the pictures.
What about baby pictures?
No. Socially, that's a different animal. But from a business standpoint...
He's tough, isn't he?
I am. You know, and it doesn't mean you can't be fun with some of this. But it means make sure that it's relevant to the company. I mean, that's what so many people don't seem to grasp.
It's hard, you know, small business owners, you know, our clientele's mainly small businesses, but even, you know, some
But that's different. I think a small business can relate in terms of friendliness, in terms of long-standing relationships with certain customers. That's a different animal than if you're dealing with a major corporation.
Well, you know, I think, you know, the idea of marketing is the same regardless of whether you're a small business or you're, you know, an international corporation. It's about building relationships with your customers. And
your brand.
And your brand, and establishing some credibility so that, you know, when somebody builds an expectation about what it's going to be like to do business with you,
mm-hmm.
that when they actually do business with you, there's no surprises.
Exactly.
And I think where a lot of small business owners sort of fall short is they get that they need to be on social media. They get that they need to be out there and be present for their customers. But
they lose track of who they are and what they're trying to present.
They try and be genuine by being very personal. But yeah, and so they're not realizing that really they need to provide, as you're saying, provide a value for their readers so that they, you know, when your readers are looking at your Facebook stuff, that, oh, this is information I can really use for my business.
Right, which can't. I mean, my when I talk to my clients about social media, I tell them that Facebook is not your sales tool.
Oh, yeah.
It's your interaction.
Right.
And so
that's right.
When people tweet about having a sale, that's a specific kind of right. tweet. But if you're trying to provide value to your client base, that's not just about you, because
right.
it should be about them.
Right.
All these things should be about your clients relating to you and getting to your website.
Absolutely.
How do we make your life better?
Yeah, you know, you're filling a need for your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do with social media. You know, you're monitoring your brand. So if somebody's pissed off about something, you know, you fell short with your brand deliverables.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're really sorry to hear about that. Contact us at either the website or, you know what, we'll call you. We're going to reach out. We're going to make it right. So, you know, you have brand management, customer service, networking, if you're looking for employees. You know, it's a great way to get qualified employees who know who you are, want to work for your company.
So that means also you should utilize LinkedIn for those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because LinkedIn is a business resource. Every interview my daughter got leading to the job she has now,
yeah.
she got through LinkedIn. Headhunters found her on yeah. LinkedIn, and she found other jobs on that. Anyway, we're going to be going to our long break now. This is the 8-minute break, so you can do whatever you need for the next 8 minutes, Jan. And okay. This is Westchester Eye on the Radio on WVOX and WVOX.com. We'll be right back. More with Jan Merchandani talking about marketing and her company, Westchester Marketing Cafe, right after these words.